Welcome to another Miles Technologies podcast. This is Luke Travato, Talent Scout with Miles Technologies. And today I'm being joined by Joe Reitmeier, who is a client CIO at Miles Technologies. Joe, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Luke. Thanks for having me.
All right, so today's topic is we're going to be discussing, which was recently announced last week, the Apple iPay system. As you know, Apple had their keynote where they released the new iPhone, iPhone 6 Plus, iPhone 6, and, you know, that was kind of the big thing, the new technology, the Apple Watch and everything. But I think, you know, one item that may have gone unnoticed was, you know, mentioned in there was the Apple iPay. There have been other different attempts at similar things, like just like the Google Wallet, which I'm sure you'll touch on. So kind of what was your overall impression of the Apple iPay system?
Well, you're right. I think the announcement just a week or so ago of Apple's new phone coming out, I took a keen interest in the iPay feature because I think it potentially is the largest of the three features that they announced last week, because there have been other attempts to do electronic payments. In other words, the idea would be when you walk out of your house at some point, you don't need a credit card anymore or your debit card anymore. You can just use your phone to make those payments. This technology that Apple uses is near-field communications, not something new. Others have tried it in the past, but it really hasn't caught on. And there's reasons for why it hasn't caught on in the past, that Apple's got a chance to overcome those obstacles. And I just wanted to talk to you a little bit today about why I think that's so. So there are three stakeholders, if you will, in that electronic payment transaction. There's the credit card company or the payment processor, your Visa card, your MasterCard. Apple has already signed agreements with those companies so that the new Apple iPay feature will work with the big payment processing houses. That's fairly easy. Consumers, let's face it, Apple's got raving fans all over the world. They tend to get their technology out very quickly, and the Apple iPhone 6 will come with this near-field communications electronic payments ability right out of the box. So it will be in a lot of hands very shortly. The last stakeholder is the one that normally derails the electronic payment movement, and that's the merchants who need to accept those payments. And in the past, that technology, near-field communications technology, has been expensive to implement. It's been expensive to maintain. So why might these merchants change their mind this time around? There's a couple things that potentially could happen here. A, Apple is a big player in the market, and they may have a lot of their customers that ask about it. But more importantly, in October of next year, of 2015, there is what is called in the payments industry the liability shift. And what that means is MasterCard, Visa, American Express, all the big payment processors will begin to require what is called EMV technology. That's an embedded chip in their cards to make the card more authentic, to make fraud more difficult. And we've seen a lot of that in Target and Home Depot lately. So by liability shift, what I mean is if a card is used in a transaction and that data is lost or stolen and used for fraud, in today's world, you're covered by your credit card company. They cover the cost of those fake purchases, the fraud that occurred on the card, and the customer and the merchant are left out of that liability. Come next year, 2015, if the merchant is not accepting cards with EMV or other enhanced security methodologies like the iPay technology, that liability shifts from the credit card company to the merchant. So if that merchant were to take a few transactions or a couple $1,000 of fraudulent transactions, the credit card company can push that liability to the merchant. And that may be the onus for them to for the merchants to begin to look at investing in new technologies and bringing in something like the Apple iPay. So when you look back and combine those three areas, the payment processors have already agreed to it. Lots of people will have Apple iPhone 6 smartphones because they're so popular. And the merchants need to do something anyway for those three reasons, I think electronic payments may finally be ready to take off. And you know, Apple's got a track record of changing some of these industries that seem to be unchangeable in the past. Just think of the music industry. You know, just a few short years ago, before iTunes was around, you know, people still went and bought CDs, and there wasn't too much of the electronic music that we have today. And Apple's got that track record, so I think they've got a chance to do that. They also have some other features that are already on the iPhone that people use today, namely the passport functionality. People use that today to store airline tickets and movie tickets and those sorts of things. So that's a safe place or a trusted place that many people already use to store important information. So storing a credit card there, I don't think is too big a stretch for some of the consumers. And then finally, the transaction itself has some built-in security features in iPay. So the iPay transaction will use a one-time expiring debit or credit card number, meaning if it is lost or stolen by the merchant or anyone else, that card number is no good. It can't be used again. And secondly, the phone itself can be used as a second level of authentication. The transaction can be set up to send a text message to you, for instance, and say, hey, to complete this transaction, please enter the number that we just texted you, so that, again, so there can't be a fraudster on the other side of the world entering your credit card information or your Apple iPay information. He would be unable to complete that transaction because he is not in physical possession of the iPhone. Mm-hmm. So for all those reasons, I think that we may finally see a movement away from plastic and toward the Apple, toward electronic payments, and I think Apple can be at the center of it. Keep our eye on that, and it's a quantum shift in the financial world.
See, a couple of questions then based on that. How would this kind of work then for like online shopping? I don't know how much familiarity you have with that, but you know, if you go to a store, you can scan something, you can scan your credit card that has the chip, but how would that work? You know, the traditional online shopping method is just enter your credit card, enter the security code, and obviously, as we've seen, that's, you know, that's definitely a place where fraud can happen. So how would this kind of technology relate to like online shopping?
For online shopping is a whole different animal, and there are some other electronic methods already. You know, think of PayPal, for instance, is one methodology. I'm not sure how the EMV technology fits into the online world, but if you have an Apple iPhone, again, as part of that transaction, a secondary authentication method is open and available to that transaction. So put your card number in, and if this is really you, Luke, tell me the 5-digit number I've just texted to your iPhone.
Right.
And we've got kind of a dual factor authentication methodology built in that mm-hmm. Defeats a lot of that fraud.
So what would you say is kind of the biggest reason now or in the past that merchants have kind of been, you know, slow to adapt to this or slow to take it? Is it that there's like a lot of upfront cost involved, or are they kind of worried about, you know, the liability, or what's kind of the main reason why the merchants have been slow to take on this?
For the most part, there was no real upside for them to do that. Most consumers today don't think twice about using their credit or debit card to complete a transaction. And yeah, there were upfront costs. In most cases, the merchant would need to go out and buy a new device to accept an electronic payment. And secondly, some of those payment systems have been expensive to maintain because there's a little more technology involved in those near-field communications payment accepting devices than there are in the traditional credit card swipe. So it's been easy to kind of maintain the status quo, if you will. However, as I said, come next year, the payment processors that have paid for all the fraud that has occurred in the past are going to require new security measures, the EMV liability shift, where the merchant will now be liable if they accept a fraudulent transaction based on just the stripe on the back of the card.
Now, you mentioned earlier, you talked about, you know, like the popularity of Apple and how the new phones will kind of have this, you know, system set up right out of the box. Do you think there will be any kind of hesitancy on the part of consumers to, I don't know, maybe this is their word, but to kind of trust this? Like, I know, like, in the past couple of weeks, there was that whole, like, celebrity photo scandal where they said that it could have been originated as part of, like, an iCloud hack. And, you know, usually when you think about, you know, Apple products, you don't usually think too much about, like, viruses and vulnerabilities. But do you think there might be, like, some people that would say, like, oh, I just don't trust this because, you know, just because it's a new technology or something like that?
There could be some of that. However, I think, again, if Apple does a good job at this, and this is the real first test of something that's potentially a large impact after the Steve Jobs era. But if Apple can do this, the same job they've done in the past with some of their technologies, I think people are more accustomed to using technology and trusting technology, and putting a credit card into Passport, as long as you understand how to use a passphrase on an iPhone, and there's not too much of a stretch to think that can be easily stolen. Compared to giving your credit card to the waiter at a restaurant, and he walks into another room someplace, you don't see him for 10 minutes, and then they come back. It seemed to me that's much more risky than simply storing some information on a phone that is yours. It's protected with a passphrase, and has several levels of authentication to complete any of those transactions.
Right. Yeah, and I know that Apple usually also has that, like, Find My Phone feature, that where if you lose it and you think you're never getting it back, you can, right, wipe it clean and everything like that. So, yeah, they do have, security measures. But, I was just saying, I think, sometimes, people, depending on, what their demographic is, they may be, kind of just hesitant to change. But I think, the point you brought up is good about, how if there's going to be liability shifts anyway, now may kind of be, what you're saying, sort of, the perfect time for this to all be implemented, because there needs to be changes, in other areas anyway that kind of coincide with this.
Yeah, a bit of a perfect storm brewing, right? Very popular technology company, has lots of folks that have already adopted it, looking forward to adopting the newest technology. Merchants that need to do something anyhow, and payment processors who just want to stay in the game, right? They still want you to use MasterCard, still want you to have MasterCard processing your transaction. Visa wants the same thing. So it's best for them to get on the side of Apple before they may decide to maybe just be their own payment processor and start eating into that large dollar industry.
Yeah. And do you think, I guess finally, do you think that, say, like, if this does catch on for Apple, then do you think we'll also see, like, kind of a rise back in the competitors, like the Google Wallet or something like else, trying to, as they're always competing? I'm sure, Microsoft will come up with something for their Windows Phone or what have you,
Yeah, I think so. Android's had this capability for quite some time. As I said, it's been the adoption rate of the merchants, I think, that has really been the sticking point. And more than likely, any kind of payment acceptance mechanism will allow for more than just Apple iPhones. It'll be, basic near-field communications acceptance. So there's Android that does that. The iPhone 6 will have that. There are even cards that had that little chip, an NFC chip built into them as well, that could be reintroduced also. But I think the smartphone, with its different levels of authentication and multiple levels of security, as I said, I think we're potentially on the cusp of having that finally, that adoption finally hit the mass market.
All right, was there anything else that you wanted to mention that we didn't touch on?
No, I think that's it. It's again, just something to keep our eye on. There's two big things here. Is this finally when everybody will adopt it? And for Apple, this is a huge deal. Again, this is the first big product release with large implications in the post Steve Jobs era, and for sure Apple will take a piece of those transactions. They'll get a small take on each transaction that uses the Apple iPay system, and if it takes off as it potentially could, it could drive the value of Apple even higher than it already is, which is, it's already a very valuable company. It's involved in the music industry, it's involved in the movie industry, it's involved in telephony, desktops. It may now be starting to edge into the financial industry as well. And there are billions of dollars at stake here that they could potentially start to cash in on. So it would certainly position Apple in a very strong position if they were to leap out ahead of Microsoft and Google with electronic payments and kind of become the de facto standard. So it's very important for Apple as well. And again, I think that's why you'll see them make a very concerted effort to push this technology.
Anything else you want to touch on? Or?
So one other thing that people don't think about, it's called interchange fees. Every time you use a debit card, every time you use a credit card, somebody gets a few cents on that transaction. Doesn't seem like a lot. The merchant normally pays for that convenience. But there are literally billions of dollars at stake for whoever wins that standard of being is the go-between, between the merchant and the customer, and they're taking a nickel every time those things are taken out. So, as I said, it's a big deal dollar-wise. It can certainly help with potentially PCI compliance from the big box stores like Home Depot and Target that have had some trouble in the past, all the way down to the guy on the street that is a mom-and-pop shop and needs a way to make sure that he's being compliant with being able to accept payments easily.
All right, well, yeah, that was definitely a lot of good information about the new Apple iPay system. And as you mentioned, yeah, definitely something to keep our eyes on and sort of see if it catches on as many people like yourself think it will. So thanks a lot for taking the time to talk with us today.
Sure, we'll see what happens.